African traditional religions have preserved what many Western spiritual traditions lost, the divine feminine in all her complex glory. These powerful female deities aren't meek or one-dimensional. They embody the full spectrum of feminine power, from nurturing to fierce, sensual to wrathful. As Beyoncé has brought ocean into mainstream consciousness and practitioners from New Orleans to New York create altars based on these traditions, we're witnessing a renaissance of feminine spiritual power. Unlike Western religions that often separate the sacred from everyday life, these traditions integrate spiritual practice into daily existence. Creating sacred space forms the foundation of connecting with these energies, through altars that serve as temporary workspaces for manifesting change, and shrines that provide permanent homes for honoring specific divinities. Both function as portals where the human and divine worlds meet. Oshun's energy flows like the river she governs, sweet, life-giving, and powerful. In sacred lore, she defeated powerful witches when other Orishas failed, using sensual dances and sweet energy to become their queen. As the Orisha of rivers, where earth meets water, she creates divine crossroads of spiritual power. Her sweet waters represent healing vehicles that make life possible, symbolizing the world's amniotic fluid. Oshun governs love, beauty, fertility, and dance. Her movements are coquettish and seductive, performed in yellow and gold. During a terrible famine, she transformed into a vulture and flew to Olofi, the creator, who had abandoned humans. Moved by her compassion when she brought him food, he directed her to the farmer Orisha who fed the starving people. For this mercy, they crowned her queen. To connect with Oshun's energy, create a ritual table with the four elements: river water with rose water, yellow candles, ritual herb incense, and amber or riverside sand. Include her favorite foods, yellow flowers, mirrors, and honey, honoring the Orisha who demonstrates that sensuality and sweetness are forms of tremendous power. Yemaya embodies the ocean, nurturing yet potentially destructive. Her name means mother whose children are the fish of the sea, reflecting her role as divine mother of all living things. While often compared to the Virgin Mary, Yemaya's power runs deeper. The ocean doesn't ask permission to be powerful, neither does she. Artists celebrate her essence through music like Celia Cruz's Canto a Yemaya and visual art such as Yasmin Hernandez's Yemaya y Oshun and San Francisco's Maestropiece mural. Oya represents air and transformation, a warrior goddess with electric sparks from her spiky hair. She governs both the breath of life and transitions between worlds from her cemetery domain. A legendary shapeshifter, Oya can become animals like buffalo or gazelle. In one sacred story, she appeared as a deer, transformed into a striking woman, and caught Shango's eye. He stole her deerskin, compelling her to marry him. Despite their tumultuous relationship, they remained powerful battle allies. To invoke these energies, create sacred spaces with their elements. For Yemaya, use her sacred number 7, blue and white colors, seashells, and ocean water. For Oya, use rainwater, cypress oil, and marigolds. Some feminine energies transcend time itself. Nana Baruku, among the oldest Orishas, exists beyond temporal boundaries, carrying sacred inspiration across ages. Her wooden weapons predate the Bronze Age. She embodies our ancestral women's deep wisdom and engages with mortal affairs only when truly necessary. Mami Wata, a creator deity from central and coastal Africa dating to the 15th century, appears as a beautiful woman with a fish's tail. She offers primal wisdom while remaining both seductive and potentially dangerous. Her fluidity allows her to exist across various cultures. Her iconic double-tailed mermaid image often features flowing hair, symbolizing wealth and power. To connect with Mami Wata, create a new moon ritual bath with sea and river water, cowrie shells, seaweed, salt, and essential oils. For a shrine, use a blue cloth with Florida water, her statue, various waters, and seashells. These ancient mothers remind us that feminine wisdom has sustained communities for generations, offering guidance that transcends modern limitations. The Loas, called Urzuli in Haitian Vodou, traveled on enslaved people's backs from Africa, manifesting in countless forms that represent love and feminine power. Urzuli Freda Dahomey embodies compassion, crying for humanity's suffering, while Urzuli Danto stands as a fierce warrior, protecting children and abused women. Both incarnations channel the waterfall spirit. Haitian Vodou art intertwines with spiritual practice through vevs, sacred ground drawings made with cornmeal or flour around the center pole. Blessed with rum and Florida water, these designs are danced upon during ceremonies. Urzuli's vevs typically feature hearts, with Freda's incorporating latticework symbolizing boundless love, and Danto's including daggers. Devotees offer Urzuli Freda baby's breath, perfume, and pink roses, while Danto receives rum, daggers, dolls, and unfiltered cigarettes. Working with these Loas reveals love's complexity, from tender devotion to fierce protection. These manifestations show how feminine divine power spans the full emotional spectrum, offering different aspects of love as situations demand. The divine feminine manifests through powerful women who channel these energies. Marie Laveau, America's most famous voodoo queen, born c. 1794 to 1801, combined beauty, entrepreneurship, and spiritual power. She performed public ceremonies at Congo Square that attracted all social classes and, as a hairdresser, gained strategic access to influential people. Her essence still permeates New Orleans. Queen Nanny, a Jamaican Maroon leader practicing Obeah, was equally formidable. Born in Ghana around 1865, she led the Windward Maroons 1728 to 1740 and freed nearly 1,000 slaves. Her legendary powers included catching bullets and using a mysterious boiling cauldron that lured enemy soldiers to their deaths. Modern crossroads deities continue this tradition. Pamba Jira embodies unabashed sexuality and power, the wild woman who spins the world. Santa Muerte, the lovely face of death worship, has approximately 12 million devotees globally. These crossroads queens represent liminal spaces where transformation occurs, showing us that boundaries between worlds remain permeable. These powerful feminine forces have sustained communities through slavery, persecution, and eradication attempts. Their persistence reflects our enduring need for divine feminine energy, encompassing creation and destruction, nurturing and fierceness, sensuality and wisdom. As these traditions attract followers across cultures, they offer ways to reclaim feminine aspects often suppressed in mainstream religions. How might your life transform by connecting with ocean's sweetness, Oya's transformative energy, Yamaya's oceanic depths, or Urzuli's complex love? The divine feminine isn't one-dimensional. She embodies the full spectrum of power, from gentle nurturing to radical transformation. These goddesses don't ask permission for their power. They simply are powerful. They invite us to recognize that same strength within ourselves, waiting to be awakened through ritual, offering, and devotion. The sacred feminine never disappeared. She has been preserved in these traditions, awaiting those ready to receive her wisdom and embody her strength in a world needing balance.